Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to finish Perek Dalet. So we're discussing the Heichel. We're up to Perek Dalet, Mishnah Vav. The Heichel Mea al Mea al Rum Mea. The Heichel was 100 Amos by 100 Amos with 100 Amos. It was a cube of 100 Amos in all directions. Ho'otem Shesh Amos. The Otem, which was like a foundation that supported, it was 6 Amos high. The Gavo Arba Imama, and the height of the first floor of the Heichel is 40 Amos. Amokior, and then above that there was one amma high that stuck out above all four walls, and that was called a kiur, which was something fancy. The Masayim based dilfa, and then there was two amos called a base dilfa that held the ceiling in place. The amma tikra, and then there was an amma width of ceiling. The amma maziva, and another amma that was like the flooring for the second floor. The gova shel eliyar ba'im amma, then the second floor was 40 amos high. The amma kiur, and then again they had an amma of a decoration. The Masayim based dilfa. And they had two amos to support the ceiling. V'amma tikra, an amma of ceiling. V'amma maziva, and an amma of the flooring. V'shalosh amos maka. And then there were three amos of fence that went around the roof. V'amma kala orev. And then there was one amma that would keep away the birds. Reb Yehuda omer lo haya kala orev olam in amida. That you don't count the kala orev, the points that would keep away the birds, into the 100 amos. Ela arba amos haya maka. But so therefore the maka must have been 4 amos and not just 3 amos. Mishnah Zayin. Mea Mizrach Lamar of Mea Amma. From east to west, the Heichel was 100 amos. Kosal Ulam Chamesh. The wall of the Ulam was 5 amos thick. Vu Ulam Achadas. Or the Ulam itself was 11 amos. That's 16. Kosal Heichel Sheish. The wall of the Heichel was 6 amos thick. That's 22. Vitocha Arboim Amma. Then you have 40 amos of just the space inside. So that's, 62. Amma Traxin. Then you have 1 amma for the Traxin, which separates between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKadashim. Ve'eshim Amma base Kodesh HaKadashim, then 20 Amos of the Kodesh HaKadashim, Kosal Heichel Sheish, then the wall of the Heichel on the other side of the Kodesh HaKadashim was 6 Amos, Ve'ata Sheish, and then they had the Ta, which was 6 Amos wide, Ve'kosal Ata Chamesh, and the wall of the Ta was 5 Amos, and you add it all together, and it's 100 Amos east to west. Minatzafon L'darim Shivim Amma, from the north to the south, there were 70 Amos, Kosal Masib Chamesh Masib Shalosh, the northern wall on the outside of the winding ramp was 5 amos thick. The winding ramp itself was 3 amos wide. Kosal ata chamesh, the wall of the ta was 5. Ata sheish, the ta itself was 6. Kosal hechel sheish, the wall of the hechel was 6. Vitocho esrim amma, and then 20 amos inside. Kosal hechel sheish, the other wall of the hechel was 6 amos. Vikosal ata chamesh, and the wall of the ta was another 5. Ubeis harad samayim shalosh amos, and where they would lower the water was 3 was 3 amos wide. That went across from east to west outside of the ta'im that were on the darum. So water that came off of the roof of the Heichal would go into that area, Vakosel Chamesh Amos, and then the other wall was 5 Amos. So we described 70 Amos. So, but we said that it was supposed to be 100 Amos. So Ulam Odeful of Chamesh Asrei Amos Minatzafon Vchamesh Asrei Amos Minadarum. The Ulam went 15 Amos, protruded 15 Amos on either side, north and south. Vuyer Nikres Beis HaChalifos, and that was the area that was called the Beis HaChalifos, Shisham Gonzim Esasekinim, where they kept the knives. VeHechol Tzar Me. The Heichel itself was narrow in the back and very wide in the front, so like the shape of a lion that has a wider upper body than and a narrow back of his body. Shnemar Hoy Ariel Kiryas Chana David. It says Hoy Ariel Kiryas Chana David. So it's talking about the Beis Hamikdash where David HaMelech dreamed of, and it talks about the Heichel as Ariel, meaning Ari is a lion. Ariel is a lion of God. Just like a lion is narrow in the back and wide in the front, so to the Heichel is narrow in the back and wide in the front. So to review what we learned today, we basically just described the Heichel. So in Mishnah Vav, we described how it was 100 Amos by 100 Amos, and 100 Amos high, and we went through the measurements in these of how you got to these numbers in these two Mishnayos, and we just described how the Ulam was stuck out 15 amos on either side, and how it was dafka meant to be shaped like a lion. Bez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perakei Mishnah Aleph.